Hello, my name is Richard MacArthur. I'm running for re-election in Assembly District 4, which is in the northwest part of Las Vegas. I have lived in Las Vegas for 38 years and want Nevada to be a good place to live and work, raise a family, feel safe, and be able to start a business. I support lower taxes, limited government, the right to keep and bear arms, school choice, and voter ID. I'm opposed to sanctuary cities and amnesty for illegals. I humbly ask for your vote in the general election in November. Again, Richard MacArthur, Assembly District 4. Paid for by the committee to elect Richard MacArthur.
I am Jim Marchant, and I'm running for re-election for Assembly District 37. I will vote against any effort to raise your property taxes, against allowing Nevada to become a sanctuary state, against continued efforts to violate your Second Amendment rights, and against school districts being able to levy taxes on you. This is the most critical election in our history, and it is very important that you get out and vote for candidates like me that believe as you do. I am Jim Marchant, and I humbly ask for your support and vote. Paid for by the committee to elect Jim Marchant.
Washington, D.C. I got a lot of evil there, but we're getting it out step by step. A lot of evil. A lot of bad people. A lot of bad people. A lot of fake media. Look at them. A lot of fake media. Listen up! NBC is perhaps worse than CNN, I have to tell you. And MSNBC is horrible.
Check it out!
It's 1999. I'm on Meet the Press. A show now headed by Sleepy Eyes Chuck Todd. He's a sleeping son of a bitch, I'll tell you.
That sounds awfully harsh. Why can't you be a little more supportive?
Number one! Time is running out! Number two! Time is running out! Number three! Time is running out! Number four!
Ladies and gentlemen, Kevin Wall.
Fun lovers and truth seekers, you have come to the right place. It is Election Day 2018. We've been talking about it for months, and now it's here. And we know that voting is a right and a privilege, and we hope that you'll exercise both coming up later today. I hope you're in line right now to vote. If you did not early vote, and by the way, a lot of you did. You guys just sit back and relax, and we'll all wait for the returns tonight. Those of you that have not voted, make sure you get out and vote. One of the key races in our state, the race for governor. Will it be Steve Sisolak? Will it be Adam Laxalt? Or might it be Ryan Bundy? There are a lot of people. In fact, Mother Jones asked the question, will Ryan Bundy help elect a Democrat as Nevada governor? Let's find out, because Ryan Bundy is joining us on our City National Bank guest hotline from Bunkerville. And Ryan, first of all, thanks so much for joining us. I really appreciate it on Election Day. I know you are busy. I'm going to ask you the same question I ask every candidate that either walks into the studio or that we visit with on the phone. And that is, you know, you could be doing a lot of other things with your life. You have spent a lot of money. You have spent a lot of time. You've invested a lot in this race. Why?
Well, because freedom isn't free, and it takes and it costs. And so if we expect to be free, then we've got to do the things that will uphold that freedom. And in today's age, right now, that is putting good people in office that will protect that freedom.
And are you convinced that Steve Sisolak and Adam Laxalt do not represent good people?
You know, neither one of them will uphold the rights of the people. They've both proven through their current positions that they will not recognize the rights and protect the rights of individuals.
There are some across the state who say that your race is a vendetta race, that you're just trying to stick it to Adam Laxalt. Talk a little bit about your relationship with the Attorney General, and is it a factor in your running?
No, that's not a factor. The factors are that he's insufficient. He has been in a position of ability to uphold and protect Nevadans. I mean, his slogan right now is protecting Nevada. Okay, well, how are you doing this? You certainly haven't protected our family. You certainly haven't protected the Fuentes' and their rights.
So when are you going to start protecting Nevada and Nevada's rights? It, you know, I have no confidence that he will so as governor, because he has not done so as attorney general.
I want to ask you, because there were a lot of people, and even Mother Jones was asking the other day, will Ryan Bundy help elect a Democrat as governor? We haven't had a Democrat governor since, I think, 1994. Are you going to be okay if you wake up tomorrow and we've elected a Democrat governor?
Well, you know, that's up to the people. That's not up to me. You know, and no one can say that I'm trying to help anyone win any other race besides my own. And I'm running and standing on principles that are correct, that are true, and I'm giving people a choice. I am making an offer. I am offering my services and my education and my experiences to benefit Nevada. They can accept that offer or they cannot. It's up to the people and it's up to God.
Can you win? Can you win this race?
Yes, I can.
Even though the polls show you're not even close.
Well, you know, everybody that has talked to me about the polls, you know, I've had lots of people call me and say, okay, a pollster called me. And they say two things. They ask, they're like, who are you going to vote for, Sisolak or Laxalt? And they say, neither. I'm voting for Bundy. And they're like, well, that's not a choice. Well, so the polls aren't asking the right question. They don't even include me in the polls. And so how am I supposed to get a good report? I think that Nevada is going to be surprised, because there's a lot of people who know me and understand me and will vote for me based upon principles, not upon politics. And the polls are inaccurate.
How do you compete on even a nearly even level when even just in outside money, there's like $27 million in outside money you've raised. What have you raised, $37,000? How do you compete?
Yeah,
this,
you know,
is David against Goliath, if you know what I mean.
Well, who won in that battle?
Ah, good point. Good point. How do you operate, though? How do you put gas in the in the truck and go statewide? How do you $37,000 doesn't go very far.
Well, actually, it's more than $37,000. We're pushing $70,000 at this point, but. And that's still peanuts compared to what they've spent. But I have a lot of volunteer help, people who want to be involved or not paid to be involved. There's a big difference. You know, word of mouth travels, news media and so forth. I mean, I got name recognition from all that's been going on in the past several years. People know the Bundy story. They realize the atrocities that have been done against us. And again, this is not a vendetta type of campaign, but people recognize what's going on. They see it. That's why they came in 2014, is they were not going to allow another Waco-type situation. Well, when are we going to really put a stop to that? We call upon our elected officials to do this. That's what their duty is to do, is to protect and defend the people. And yet Nevada has failed. Adam Laxalt has failed. Steve Sisolak has failed. And so word of mouth, common knowledge, people join on.
Again, Ryan Bundy joining us. He is a candidate for governor, joining us on our City National Bank guest hotline. Back in 2014 and even later, what would you have wanted Attorney General Adam Laxalt to do to help you?
Simply say no. All they had to do is tell the government, no, you're not going to encroach upon our people. And it would have been that simple. In fact, sheriffs in the past have been able to do that. All they have to do is say no. The federal government does not have authority down inside of a state, and just keep them within the bounds of the Constitution. It's really quite easy.
Let me ask you, I know that the two major party candidates for governor, they have big staffs and they have million-dollar, multi-million-dollar ad budgets. Tell me what it is like as far as your campaign, and do you have to do things differently than the big boys?
Yeah, we do. We're not able to, buy the television time and so forth, and so, hey, again, we're doing all that we can to, use other means and methods. Again, word of mouth we do have some printing and had some signs, and we go around and try to speak. And so, you know, shaking hands. Let me just tell you, you know, when Trump came to Las Vegas, we went to that rally, but we didn't go in. I sat there and shook hands with the people, looked them in the eye, spoke with them face to face. I probably shook 6,000 hands that night, just guessing, just working that line.
Wow.
And you don't see the other candidates doing that. And I've done that in several different occasions. I was also in Elko when President Trump there did the same thing. I don't know how many thousands of hands I've shook and looked people in the eye. And it's amazing the response I get. I've had others help me with this. For instance, we were over there at the Fall Festival days in Pahrump, and I had another individual. In fact, it's Don Cox, and he's the husband of Donna Cox, who is the county commissioner in Nye County. And so they've been involved in politics for several years and have done this, been there, done that type of program. But he was campaigning for me, handing out my pamphlet, shaking hands like I was. And he come to me and he goes, you know, I've shook 1,000 hands today. And he goes, I've only had 2 negative response. He goes, almost everybody else says they're going to vote for you.
Let me ask you, what do you think would be a reasonable expectation of your campaign? Is it 5%? Is it 8%? Is it 10%? You know, how high can you go?
Well, in a 3-way race, I need 34% to win. That's if it's fairly evenly balanced, and I believe I can do that. I do.
When you greeted those 6,000 people whose hands you shook at the rally here at the convention center, I'm curious, what was the response you got? Did you have people that dismissed you out of hand, or were there people that listened to your message and said, you know, you're right. You're right, Ryan. I will vote for you.
You know, during that time, I probably only had 4 people not want to shake my hand. Everybody else. Now, most of them were very excited to see me. They wanted to have pictures taken with me. They'd want to sit there and discuss, you know, things. Thousands of them literally guaranteed their vote to me. Pledge their vote in word anyway at that line. Again, it was very, very good response.
I'm curious, when you shake these people's hands and you tell your story and you talk with them, do you feel like you're tapping into something that maybe is unique to this election cycle? The fact that there are a lot of people who are still really PO'd about their government, and kind of a pox on both your houses, the Democrats, the Republicans, there's not that much difference between them. Do you get a sense that maybe you're walking into something that maybe none of us can explain, but that is out there in this electorate this year, which is why we have all the huge midterm voting? I mean, it's off the chart. It's like presidential year off the chart. Is it possible you're walking into something that's just unique to this election cycle?
Well, you know, it's been a growing matter. You know, it might not be so unique to this election cycle, but it has been growing. People are becoming more and more disgruntled with the Democrats and Republicans because there seems to be very little difference between them, and people are seeing that. You know, voter registration for independents is growing. In Washoe County alone, 40% of the registered voters are independent, and I learned that from the Washoe County treasurer, actually. And I hope his information is correct. But then I understand down in, you know, Clark County or Southern Nevada, it's 20% or better. That's a lot of independents. And, you know, you have to question, you know, why are they leaving it to? Hi, how are you? Good to see you.
Very good.
Why are they doing this? They're tired of the lesser of two evils. They're tired of the baloney. They're tired of being, you know, their rights not being upheld regardless of what party's in power. They're tired of continued, you know, increased spending and increased restrictions upon their rights. People want to be free, and the two major parties are not getting it done.
Ryan Bundy joining us. He is the son of Cliven Bundy, and he is running for governor. How he'll do today, you folks are going to be the ones that decide. If you did win and if you became governor, what would people notice first about a Bundy administration? I mean, how would it be different than what we see now?
Well, I understand the proper form of government. I will adjust Nevada to be in compliance with the Constitution. I will adhere to, you know, and uphold the rights of the individuals and use the 10th Amendment to exclude, I guess you might say, the federal government from their activities that are unlawful according to the Constitution. So you will see a major change. The land and the resources will be recognized as belonging to Nevada and her people. And Nevada will be made a sovereign state, which an equal in footing with the original 13 states, which has never been had.
Steve Sisolak says that all taxes are on the table. He's going to look at even raising the property taxes. Will there be tax hikes in a Bundy administration?
Heck no. Heck no. Okay. Taxes is theft for the most part. You know, government needs to be, you know, proper form of government needs to be funded, but government should be very small. You know, we've often said that government is way too large, both state and federal, and can be reduced greatly, and it needs to be. And so with the reduced government comes reduced taxes.
Ryan, I'm going to give you the final 2 minutes, whatever you want to talk about, and maybe your closing argument. We talked with Adam Laxalt yesterday. We have an invitation to Steve Sisolak, but I want to give you an opportunity at closing arguments. This is when people go to the polls and they actually vote. Why should they vote for you?
Well, first of all, I want to refer people to my website, which is governorbundy.com. That's governorbundy.com. Tried to make it simple. But I will uphold their rights. I recognize and understand freedom. I want people to be free, to be able to live and let live and not be intruded upon by government. You know, the judicial reform is a big point for me. I'm tired of seeing government harass and harm people through vindictive or frivolous prosecutions. Tired of it. And so if you want greater freedom, if you want greater liberty, if you want an environment where we can be free enough to prosper, then please vote Ryan Bundy.
Very good. Ryan, thank you so much. I really appreciate your spending a part of Election Day with us, and we'll be counting the votes with you tonight, and we'll find out what happens. Thanks so much, man. I appreciate it.
Okay, thank you.
There you go. Ryan Bundy joining us from Bunkerville, believe it or not, on our City National Bank guest hotline. Ryan Bundy, candidate for governor. Could he hold the balance of power? And I'm going to be honest with you. I think there may be Democrats. He may take some votes away from Sisolak. Yeah. Don't know if it'll happen or not, but we'll find out tonight. Stick around. We are running way late. We'll get to your phone calls coming up. One of the things we're going to do in this hour is we're going to talk to you on Election Day. Your Election Day experience. We'll do that and more coming up. 844, the number 2, Nevada, 844-263-8232. I'm Kevin Wall. The program, live and local, now. Nevada conservatives lost a good friend when Republican Assembly District 36 candidate Dennis Hoff shockingly passed away just 3 weeks before the election. But Dennis's name will still be on the ballot, and it's important for you to vote for him so a Republican can be appointed to fill his term. Also, please join us for a Celebration of Life memorial service in Dennis's honor on Friday, November 16th at 6 p.m. at the Pahrump Nugget. For more information, go to keep36red.com. That's keep36red.com. Paid for by Friends of Hoff.
Two men, two different paths. Las Vegas politician Steve Sisolak started as a telemarketer, hounding Nevadans with calls during dinner. Then he became a politician, first a university regent, doubling tuition prices on Nevada students. And later as a Clark County commissioner, where Sisolak was called corrupt by a judge, investigated by the FBI. Sisolak has reportedly handed out government contracts to his Las Vegas contributors. Then there's Adam Laxalt. Laxalt served our nation in uniform, volunteered for Iraq, taught at the Naval Academy, became America's youngest attorney general. Laxalt tackled opioid abuse, prosecuted elder fraud, fought for our local land and water rights, and has successfully led the way in protecting our constitutional rights as Nevadans. Sisolak and Laxalt, which one for governor? Sisolak, who has always looked out for himself, or Adam Laxalt, who has always looked out for you? Paid for by Laxalt for Nevada.
Nevada candidate for governor Steve Sisolak wants to prevent you from protecting your home and family from criminals. Sisolak is following the lead of radical anti-gun senator Dianne Feinstein, whose newest assault weapons ban includes most of the handguns and semi-automatic rifles Americans use to protect them and their families. In fact, Feinstein said if she could, she would ban all guns. And Steve Sisolak is following her lead. That's why anti-gun groups like Everytown USA, funded by Michael Bloomberg, have poured millions of dollars into races for candidates like Sisolak this year. Sisolak's agenda is simple: to ban semi-automatic firearms, allow government bureaucrats to seize your guns without any court hearing, and maintain a government list of every American who owns a gun. That's why Gun Owners of America is proud to endorse Nevada Attorney General Adam Laxalt for governor. Adam Laxalt will defend the Constitution and your right to protect your home and family from criminals. Paid for by Gun Owners of America.
Shouldn't Nevada have a lieutenant governor who is both trustworthy and competent and at least knows what that job is about? Number one, refereeing the conflicts between the Democrats and Republicans. Number two, bringing more tourists to Nevada. Just as no one picks the referee from one of the teams, I, as a nonpartisan, will be fair and objective in breaking tie votes in the Senate. As the only lieutenant governor candidate with international experience, I know how we can double the number of tourists to Nevada. My name is Ed Yuling, paid for by the friends of Ed Yuling.
Hey, Kevin Wall here. This election will impact the direction of Nevada politics for many years to come. During last year's state legislative session, the Democrats nearly passed bills that would have made Nevada a sanctuary state, raised our taxes, increased regulations on our businesses, limited parent school choice, and violated our Second Amendment rights. If we don't elect Republicans throughout the state of Nevada on November 6th, these bills will pass during next year's legislative session. I urge you to vote and vote for Republicans up and down the ballot. And I urge you to vote no on ballot issue question 5. A no vote on question 5 is essential to maintain fair elections. A yes vote opens the door for voter fraud. California has acknowledged that 25,000 people were illegally registered to vote after they passed a similar law. This message has been paid for by the Nevada Federation of Republican Women. To find their club in your area, visit nvfrw.org. That's nvfrw.org.
790 Las Vegas and 98.1 Palm Springs. Talk now. Talk that rocks.
Let's see. The president was in Cape Girardeau last night. We'll let you hear what he had to say. On the eve of Election Day, if you haven't already voted, get out and vote. My name is Kevin Wall. By the way, here's the phone number, 844-2-NEVADA. That's 844-263-8232. I'm Kevin Wall, the program live and local now.
Seven 790 Las Vegas and 98.1 Palm Springs. Talk now. Talk that rocks.
All across the state of Nevada and in SoCal, too. It is Election Day 2018, the midterm elections. We've talked about them for months. It is here right now. Tonight, we'll be counting the votes. Don't forget, all in-studio guests on Live and Local Now receive a bottle of real water. You know, with real water, you can hydrate like never before. How do they do it? Well, since real water is alkaline with an 8.0 pH and negative ionized, it can help your body to restore balance and reach your full potential. Real water. It's available right now at Terrible Herbs gas stations all across the state of Nevada and in participating Valley Meat Markets in Indio for the everyday low price of just $2 for $3. That's right, $2 for $3. Or do what I do. Do what Wayne Allen Root does. Real water. HomeDelivery.com. They bring it right to your home. In fact, I just had a delivery last Thursday. And you save tons of dough in doing it that way. So make sure you check it out. RealWaterHomeDelivery.com. That's RealWaterHomeDelivery.com. Guess who was in Cape Girardeau, Missouri? I know in Radio 101 they say, you know, this guy is your direct competitor. Don't put him on your air. But he was incredibly entertaining last night. We're talking about Rush Limbaugh. He was born and raised in Cape Girardeau, Missouri. The president went to Cape Girardeau, and Rush Limbaugh introduced him. Here's how he fired up the crowd in Cape Girardeau last night.
I'm just talking to people backstage, and somebody said that the president and all of us have been labeled by some Democrats in the media divisive. Divisive? The Democrats haven't even accepted they lost the election in 2016. That's what this is all about. It's serious stuff. All of this. I mean, for crying out loud, folks, you know, you look at what happened the last 2 years. For 2 years ago, year and a half, every day, newspaper. Every newspaper, New York Times, Washington Post, anonymous intelligence sources, confirming that Trump colluded with Putin to steal the election. There's no evidence for it. Zilch, zero, nada. It didn't happen. It was made up. Hillary Clinton colluded with Russia. Hillary Clinton rigged an election.
Yeah, yeah. You know where it goes from there. The lock her up chant. That was an amazing rally, and what a way to close things out. The president did three rallies yesterday in Cleveland, Ohio, Fort Wayne, Indiana, and Cape Girardeau, Missouri. And one of the things he did in the speech in Cape Girardeau, and this is something I think the president has been doing, but I'm glad he was a little more prominent about it last night, and that is simply to rattle off the accomplishments of the last nearly 2 years.
We need to keep this jobs boom going. We need to keep our country going the way it is. You saw what was announced on Friday. Friday was incredible. It was incredible. The jobs numbers. Last month alone, we added 250,000 brand new jobs. The unemployment rate is at its lowest level in more than 50 years. We've created 4.5 million new jobs since Election Day, and we have lifted 4.3 million Americans off of food stamps. African American, Hispanic American, and Asian American unemployment have all reached their lowest levels in history. We have brought African American and Hispanic American poverty levels to their lowest point ever recorded. There has never been a better time for the American worker. We passed a massive tax cut for Missouri workers and for the United States. And we will soon follow it up with another 10% tax cut for the middle class. And to protect your rights and your freedoms, we overcame the Democrat smear campaign and confirmed the newest member of the United States Supreme Court, Justice Brett Kavanaugh.
I thought his performance last night was absolutely amazing. Now, yesterday was not without a couple of warbles, if you will. There were protesters out in Fort Wayne And in fact, a woman collapsed last night in Cape Girardeau and had to be. And I don't know what happened to her, if she is still with us. It was amazing. The crowd started singing Amazing Grace as they were treating her and trying to get her onto a gurney and get her out of the arena. The crowd, I mean, the president just stopped. And he says, you take as much time, doctor, as you need to with her. And they just stopped it. And all of a sudden, the crowd started singing Amazing Grace. I've never seen that at a rally. I mean, these were people of faith. These were hardworking people. It was so cool to just watch the dynamics. And again, they stopped the speech for 10, 12, 13 minutes while they treated this woman about 10 rows deep into the crowd. Standing room. Yeah. I want to take you back, though, to yesterday in Fort Wayne. This is cut one, and this is protesters trying to stop the President of the United States from talking.
What they did is a disgrace. Oh, no. Are they good ones or bad ones? Good or bad? Good or bad? Hey, look at the cameras, everybody. They're finally turned. Look. They're finally turned. They're finally turned. The cameras turned like a pretzel. Did you see that? They had no angle, but they won't turn to show these huge crowds. They never want to show the crowds. You have to see. You have to see. I just left Ohio. You want to see? It was incredible. This is incredible. Outside is even more incredible because it's more people. But they never show it. They keep it right trained in my face, which I don't like, and about five people behind me.
I thought the president was just... And by the way, he did three events yesterday. And the last one at 9 o'clock Central Time. So he had been on and off Air Force One. Not once, not twice, but three times. And the speeches, I watched two of the three speeches, and they were great. They were vintage Trump. You know, elements, and much like the rally here in Las Vegas that I was like five rows behind the podium. Behind the podium. I was in the camera shot occasionally. And I noticed he worked probably 20% off the teleprompter. And 80% just ad-libbing. He was Trump. They were letting Trump be Trump, and he was brilliant. We'll take a quick break. Coming up, how many of you have been out to vote today? Maybe in Ely, maybe in Sparks, maybe in Amargosa Valley or Hawthorne or Pahrump or here in Las Vegas. I want you to call me and tell me about your voting experience today. Was turnout heavy? Did you have to wait in line for an extended period of time? Tell me what your voting experience was like. 844, the number 2, Nevada. 844-263-8232. If you're in the Coachella Valley, what was your voting experience like in the People's Republic of California? Tell me what it's like. 844-2-NEVADA, that's 844-263-8232. I'm Kevin Wall. The program is live and local now. Nancy Pelosi is trying to take over Nevada. Do I have your attention? Hey, Kevin Wall here with a very important message for all Nevadans. If you want to stop Nancy Pelosi and elitist out-of-state liberals from invading our state, you've got to get out and vote for Danny Tarkanian. Danny is the Trump-endorsed conservative candidate for Congress. He's a fighter, offering real solutions for Nevada families. Solutions like school choice. Danny believes that you as parents deserve a say in how your tax dollars are spent and which education system is best for your children. And Danny will work hard with President Trump to finally secure our borders. For our safety and security, it's an absolute must. In Congress, Danny will strengthen our country and our state by supporting the America First agenda that's already making America great again. Congress has been broken for a long time, folks, and that's why we need Danny Tarkanian's common sense approach. He'll get things done in Washington. I urge you to do the right thing for Nevada and for America and support our friend Danny Tarkanian for Congress.
I'm Danny Tarkanian, and I approve this message paid for by Tarkanian for Congress.
Adam Laxalt promised he would defend our gun rights, but he lied. Adam Laxalt just came in support of red flag gun laws like they have in California that allow a social worker or an ex-wife to take away your guns without being convicted of a crime. Good luck getting your guns back from a liberal judge. Call Adam Laxalt and tell him to keep his hands off our guns. Adam Laxalt, just another rhino. Paid for by Ryan Bundy for Governor Campaign.
I'm Ron Connect, your Nevada controller, asking for your vote. My team cut spending by 13% and returned over $1 million to the state treasury, all while improving services. I led the fight against the commerce tax, promises made, promises kept. I seek your vote to help leave all Nevada's children the same legacy of hope, growth, and opportunity that our parents and grandparents left us. Thanks for considering me, Ron Connect, paid for by the committee to elect Ron Connect.
Hey, Kevin Wall here. This election will impact the direction of Nevada politics for many years to come. During last year's state legislative session, the Democrats nearly passed bills that would have made Nevada a sanctuary state, raised our taxes, increased regulations on our businesses, limited parent school choice, and violated our Second Amendment rights. If we don't elect Republicans throughout the state of Nevada on November 6th, these bills will pass during next year's legislative session. I urge you to vote and vote for Republicans up and down the ballot. And I urge you to vote no on ballot issue question 5. A no vote on question 5 is essential to maintain fair elections. A yes vote opens the door for voter fraud. California has acknowledged that 25,000 people were illegally registered to vote after they passed a similar law. This message has been paid for by the Nevada Federation of Republican Women. To find their club in your area, visit nvfrw.org. That's nvfrw.org.
Shouldn't Nevada have a lieutenant governor who is both trustworthy and competent and at least knows what that job is about? Number one, refereeing the conflicts between the Democrats and Republicans. Number two, bringing more tourists to Nevada. Just as no one picks the referee from one of the teams, I, as a nonpartisan, will be fair and objective in breaking tie votes in the Senate. As the only lieutenant governor candidate with international experience, I know how we can double the number of tourists to Nevada. My name is Ed Yuling, paid for by the friends of Ed Yuling.
My fellow conservatives, we have a horrible epidemic in our country and we must stop it from coming to Nevada. Mass school shootings. These happen because schools are gun-free zones, easy targets for violent murderers. I'm Joel Hanson, candidate for Nevada Attorney General. I'll promote laws to allow willing teachers to keep a firearm in their classroom to defend our school children from mass killers. Teachers have Second Amendment rights. Please visit my website at votejoelhanson.com.
Paid for by friends of Joel Hanson.
790 Las Vegas and 98.1 Palm Springs. Talk now. Talk that rocks.
Don't forget this hour of Live and Local Now, brought to you in part by Liberty HealthShare, offering an affordable health care option that allows you to enroll any time of the year, even today. Check it out right now, in fact, today at libertyhealthshare.org. That's libertyhealthshare.org. To your phone calls we go. We're going to give you an opportunity to do some first-person reporting. Those of you that have voted, long lines? Any irregularities that we have seen so far? I know there was talk during early voting that some voting places were kept open not till 7 or 8 o'clock, but until midnight. Is that the way it's supposed to run? Ralph, you're up and you're on Live and Local Now. You are in Las Vegas listening on 790 Talk Now, Talk That Rocks. Good morning.
Hey, Kevin, it's Ralph from Las Vegas. I was out in the Northwest doing my voting this morning. Everything went real smooth. I heard at the middle school up near Echelon Point that they had a technology outing at 7 a.m., but they had it fixed by 7:03 a.m., and everybody got through. I came through there around 9 o'clock. It was very smooth, effortless.
Did you have a wait? Did you have to wait in line?
No, not at all. Went right in. It was fantastic. We just missed the rush, of course, which had happened about an hour or two prior. And we did our part, keeping out Wacky Jackie and Shady Steve. We got our votes in. Try to keep them out of this race.
And I'm curious. There wasn't any line when you. Where did you vote? You said you voted in a middle school.
Yeah, at the middle school in Northwest, off of Echelon Point.
Okay.
I forget the name of the middle school, actually.
Okay,
but,
that's okay.
In any event, it was real smooth. People there were fantastic. And they told me they had, a technology problem earlier in the morning because they had people waiting outside. I mean, a line literally down the street at 7 a.m., but they took care of all those folks in the first few hours, got them out of there. Now it's back to normal, and I urge everybody to get out there and get your votes in.
Hey, thank you. Thank you very much, Ralph. I appreciate it. First person reporting. We're doing that this morning. That frees up a line, 844, the number 2, Nevada. That's 844-263-8232. Long lines where you voted? How long did you have to wait? Let's find out. Let's go to Mark in North Las Vegas.
How long did you have to wait?
Hey, Mark, I was talking, oddly enough, I was talking to your mayor, John Lee, just last night. What's going on in North Las Vegas?
Nothing much. I mean, except it's pretty hard to vote because, the line was pretty long. And I think the problem was they were all illegals trying to vote. You know, like, we've got to be really careful of that because of our wonderful president telling us to watch out for that kind of thing. I listened to the speech you broadcast by Trump, and I heard in the background, USA, might as well have been Sieg Heil. The problem is that, you have all these rosy reports about Trump, and the pink elephant in the room is this guy cannot be trusted. He has lied like thousands of times since he's been president. He was a con man for the last 40 years of his life. I grew up in New York. I've seen the kind of stuff he did. And the Republicans, who basically almost every one of them was against him because, they were actually thinking at the time. But once he got into power, it was like, oh, well, now I got to, kiss up to this guy. And it's disgusting. I'm not trying to appeal to any Republicans out there because – forget it. They've drank the tea. I'm not even going to bother. My only appeal is to Democrats. Make sure you go out and vote these people out.
Mark, let me ask you, were you disappointed during the Obama years when he lied 28 times about if you want to keep your doctor, you can keep your doctor?
Oh, please. You know what? Those kind of comparisons are so pathetic and so petty. It's just, it's not even worth discussing.
It's one-sixth of the economy, Mark.
Constantly. I mean, it's proven lies about everything.
Mark, it's
everything he lies about. Oh, he's going to give a 10% tax cut. He's going to build this wall. He's going to do this. And he's calling, Democrat. People say, oh, Obama divided people. Are you kidding me?
Trump
gets out there every chance he gets to say how evil the other side is and the press.
How can you accept?
The enemy of the people.
Mark,
he is the enemy of the people.
Mark, how can you accept?
I'm sorry, but you know what?
Okay. It looks like we're not going to get through to you. Sorry about that. No, I'm just saying, how can you, maybe you agree with Mark. Call me right now at 844, the number 2, Nevada. That's 844-263-8232. Mark apparently was not disappointed when the president lied to us 28 times. If you like your health care plan, you can keep your plan. If you like your doctor, you can keep your doctor. He lied to us on things like Obamacare, the creation of it. You know, we're not going to do this in a back room. We're going to do this on C-SPAN. Give me a break. Give me a break. Anyway, Ron, you're next, and you're on Live and Local now. Go right ahead.
Hey, Kevin. Good morning. Well, anyway, I'm not like your last caller. You can't teach them. They don't want to learn. Yeah. Anyway, my question was the independents. Isn't that dangerous to split the vote like that? Because they're not going to get that many votes to begin with, and it'll probably fall toward the Democrats, which is a scary thing. You know, scary.
There are three things people have asked me. What do I think this election is going to fall on? And to me, there are three areas that we need to look at between now and tonight. One is independents. How are they going to vote? How about millennials? We have Tom Steyer pumping $2 million into Nevada with this Next Gen America. But how are they going to vote? How are young people going to vote? And first-time voters. One of the things that Trump did really well is he brought out first-time voters in 2016. Now the question is, first-time voters this time around, how will they vote now?
Yeah, I was a first-time voter for Trump for a while when he came out because Obama just devastated me. Like starting over. And 3 years I was without work with that idiot. And, you know, it's unfortunate because I just can't understand the mind, but... Thank you. I appreciate it.
Thanks for the call. Hope you have a job now. Let's see if I can squeeze in John. Hey, John, in Las Vegas, listening on 790 Talk Now. Good morning, John.
Good morning, Kevin. Hey, I just wanted to respond to Mark's comments. And, there you see a person who is so ideologically disposed to his own beliefs that and then he has the audacity to talk about drinking the Kool-Aid. So I find it very hard to have conversations with people like that. Myself, obviously, you were having a little bit of a difficult time trying to put facts in front of people like that the economy was taken off the last couple of years, the October jobs report and a whole lot of data. They just disavow it as if it doesn't happen. I don't understand that.
Well, it's the same thing as the 2016 election. They still can't acknowledge, and I think Rush said this at the rally last night, that they can't even acknowledge that Trump won the election and beat Hillary Clinton. They're in denial. Coming up, Pat Casal. We'll talk about a little bit about healthcare. We're going to talk a lot about the election. And I want to get more of your first-person reporting on what it's like to vote on Election Day, midterm Election Day, in 2018. Our phone line's open to you right now, 844-2-NEVADA. 844-263-8232. I'm Kevin Wall, the program Live and Local now. Nevada candidate for governor Steve Sisolak wants to prevent you from protecting your home and family from criminals. Sisolak is following the lead of radical anti-gun senator Dianne Feinstein, whose newest assault weapons ban includes most of the handguns and semi-automatic rifles Americans use to protect them and their families. In fact, Feinstein said if she could, she would ban all guns. And Steve Sisolak is following her lead. That's why anti-gun groups like Everytown USA, funded by Michael Bloomberg, have poured millions of dollars into races for candidates like Sisolak this year. Sisolak's agenda is simple: to ban semi-automatic firearms, allow government bureaucrats to seize your guns without any court hearing, and maintain a government list of every American who owns a gun. That's why Gun Owners of America is proud to endorse Nevada Attorney General Adam Laxalt for governor. Adam Laxalt will defend the Constitution and your right to protect your home and family from criminals. Paid for by Gun Owners of America.